This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just moments meeting with Holly Kaufman, it's clear she stands up for what she believes in.
I'm a working mom, and it's hard nowadays to make car payments.
So when she walked out of work yesterday and saw her car gone.
In the past, I've had a vehicle stolen, and they rip out your whole car, tear everything up. They try to live in it. They put drugs in it. Well, this is a car that I carry my 4-year-old son in. So it's like not happening.
Her Mazda has an app.
Oh, there it goes. So I kept setting the alarm off and stopping the car on the person. And then it has GPS where you can see where your car is.
Pinpointing to a Safeway off Broadway, she got someone she knew to drive her there and got on the phone with the 911 dispatcher.
She says, no, we don't have anyone on duty to help you right now. And I said, okay, well, this is the address I'm going to be at. I'll be there in five minutes. My GPS says 5 minutes, and you can either meet me there or I'm on my own and I'm going to get my car.
She got it. And luckily,
nobody was there. And then I jumped in my car. There's a pipe in my car. There's a case of beer. There's 2 receipts where they went to Target at 7:22 in the morning and returned a $755 camera. I'm not advising people to go do what I did, but something has to change.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Podcast is all there. Good morning, Jamie.
Man. How are you? Well, you know what? I was thinking about those 4,000 mountain lions that we have in Colorado.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, no, you don't believe that there's 4,000, remember?
Well, I saw there's a number of them. I don't know exactly how many.
Remember, we talked about it.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you were like, how do they know it's 4,000?
Well, it could be 3,000, but just for conversation, anyway, I'll go with that.
So when I was pulling out the trash cans, I was like, oh my God, there's 4,000 mountain lions in Colorado. And I swear one was staring at me.
Oh, no.
I like looked over and I saw some beady eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like to lurk.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they hide in the bushes.
They sure do.
Waiting on you to put your cans out, and then they get a big old bite of Jamie White.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Scary. Well, because those two kids we talked about, they were attacked in California. Yeah. One was killed, and one had his face, taken off.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that this morning, but other than that, I'm good.
Well.
Adrenaline's kind of pumping.
Now, have you guys spotted bears in the neighborhood yet?
Yep. Remember?
Already spotted them, huh?
Mm-hmm. We did that. So we got all the animals.
You got the creatures over there. The varmints are flying around the neighborhood. Yeah, they love this weather is what it is.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think the bears do.
I think they're confused. One minute they hibernate, the next minute they're like, hold on, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, Colorado's very confusing for them.
I know. Next minute it's a blizzard. Like, what the hell? I need to go back to sleep. Boo-boo. Anyway, that's my bear. That's all I got.
I wonder if the bears ever think about moving.
I know.
You know,
sure.
We should probably head on over to, let's say, Florida, South Carolina, somewhere like that.
More,
you know,
consistent.
Something like that. Nobody wins the Powerball last night.
Oh,
yep. We were in the drawing, but nobody wins. Yeah. Now 935 $1 million, almost a billion.
This close to being a billion.
Yeah. My wife is obsessed with it for some reason.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, you know how I get obsessed with it. She's over the top now. She came to bed last night talking about the Powerball.
Did we ever figure out where the $1 million was won?
No, never heard. Okay. Right. Never heard. We did get some updates on the $1 billion in New Jersey, but we don't care because it's New Jersey.
Right,
you know?
But I know there was a $1 million winner here. I just didn't know if we knew what gas station or anything.
Have no idea.
Okay.
Have no idea. But the drawing for this billion, almost a billion, is coming up on Saturday, I think it is. The next drawing? I think so.
Hold on.
Spadell's
got an update.
Spadell, do you have an update?
The ticket was sold actually right near BJ's house.
Yeah.
It's at the Safeway at Ken Carroll.
Littleton.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No,
I stop
dead
in there
serious.
All the time.
That's what it says.
Those ladies there, they love our show.
Yeah. The ticket was sold at Safeway at 12422 West Ken Carroll Avenue in Jefferson County.
Wow, that's right by you.
That's really close.
Oh, my God.
What? Are you kidding me? Why am I fooling around with this Powerball thing with Powerball Pete?
I know, right?
He's not even buying in the right neighborhood.
And you literally go to the grocery store every single day.
Every day.
You know how many tickets I bought from that Safeway?
Oh, my gosh.
What? I wish you hadn't told me that.
I kind of feel bad for telling
Man,
you.
Man, that's literally within walking distance of my house. It was sold.
I know.
I'm so angry. That's crazy.
No.
That's where I go.
I know you do.
Son of a bitch.
Safeway on Ken Carroll Avenue.
And here I've been Venmoing money to Powerball Pete. He's buying his in like Greeley or somewhere. Oh, man. And it was one next to my house.
Yeah.
God.
Sorry about that.
Now I shouldn't buy tickets there anymore because they're probably not going to have another winner now that they had a winner here.
Yeah.
It says it's Littleton.
Man, I'm screwed. There was my opportunity, too.
I know. And it's gone.
And those numbers for the Mega Millions, did you see the numbers?
Uh-uh.
They were so easy. They were so...
It could have been your number.
Well, I do love 7-11, 28-29. Yeah. I like sequences, okay? Mm-hmm. And those numbers were in there. Those numbers.
Let's see where else it was.
And I often use 4 because I have 4 boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the Mega Ball.
$20,000 was sold at Players Cafe in Edgewater. The $10,000 ticket was sold at Circle K in Longmont. So,
So we had a couple winners.
We had a few winners,
All right.
We weren't it.
I'm angry. You guys have set me back this morning. I am angry.
Sorry about that.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. It is a Thursday. Baseball today. MLB starts today. And the Rockies... We have to pay to watch.
$100.
What?
Have you seen this?
No.
No free Rockies this year.
Is it a Kroenke thing?
No.
No, they're owned by the Mortons.
Oh. Yeah. Is it a Morton thing?
It is.
Bastards.
Or Mumford. I'm sorry, Mumford.
Mumford.
Is it a Mumford thing?
Yeah.
Mumford and Sons? All right, we'll talk about it next. Take on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, and it is a Thursday. The Rockies kick off tonight, the Major League Baseball season. They're going to be in Arizona, and you got to pay to see them. The first time, I think, ever that you have to actually pay to see that that Rockies crap they put on the field. But it's $100.
So I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Where are you going to watch it? Where are you buying it? What's going on?
That's a good question, JB White. Good question. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you this, that our phones are listening to us, and we all know that already.
Our phones are listening to us?
I got a notification.
Oh, our phones. Okay.
I got a notification right after we mentioned this last break, and it said, where to watch the Rockies, how to pay for the subscription. And so you can get it on Comcast, you can get it on DirecTV, you just have to pay for whatever subscription service they have.
So it's like Comcast or whatever. It's like a streaming service that
you pay for? Gotcha. Spectrum, I think those different outlets have
it. Who's going to pay for that?
I have no idea. Right? I'm not playing Mumford and Sons anything to watch that crap they put on the field. Now, Spadell, you are the baseball fan.
Yes.
You're a Rockies fan.
Yes.
You paying?
No.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not going to pay $100 to watch them lose a million games.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and they don't
it's
even.
It's $100 to get the whole season?
For the whole season.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right,
that's not too bad.
Yeah.
You get a month.
I thought it was like $100 for the home opener.
If you think about it, it's less than $1 a game. But it's still like their product is awful. And then they're also going to have ads on there. So I'm going to pay $100 so that they can advertise to me so I can watch these baseball games. It's just. I'd rather just watch whatever game's on ESPN.
I'll
start watching the Yankees or the Red Sox. I'm not going to support them.
Will the Rockies sometimes be on ESPN?
No.
Oh, they won't?
They're not good enough. Okay. Yeah.
No.
All right.
No. Or you can get it for $20 a month. So maybe you jump in for $20 and you see how it goes for the first month, and then you just don't renew.
Once they start tanking.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think the only person interested in watching them was going to be Schmidl, and he obviously is not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Yeah. And I wonder how well it's going to do for the market. I don't think it's going to do that well.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. Yeah. I mean, if they were better, maybe, but...
Now, are you going to opening day? Did you get tickets?
Yep, I sure am. Yep.
Did you buy them third party? Or
no, my friends gave them to me.
Oh, your friends have them.
Yeah, my friends have them.
Man, I wish you had friends like that.
You just need friends.
Yeah. Well, you do have a point there. Any friend would help.
Right,
that's
right.
Where I should start with just a friend. Doesn't matter if they have tickets or not. Just start with friends.
So I've already got my Barney outfit ready to roll.
Yeah, you're ready
gonna
to go.
Going to go to the game. Yep.
Are you guys going to spend the night down there? Because I think it's a Friday night, right?
Yeah. We haven't really discussed it. We're just in the preliminary phases of trying to get down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the plans are just coming together for opening day.
Yep, they just are. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you go quite often, don't you, Jamie? I mean, I think you've been, three or four times?
I feel like we've done this already. Haven't we talked about this already?
Maybe last year at this time.
No, 2 days ago.
Yeah, we talked about it a little.
Yep, yeah.
Well, we talked about opening day.
No, but you asked me, and then I was like, I don't know, have I gone before? And then you're like, that one time, you've even gone when you didn't even go to the game, remember?
Yeah, but that was 9 o'clock hour. This is a different hour, different audience. So sometimes you bring up stuff,
oh, okay.
So a different audience.
Oh, really? Okay, all right. Yeah, you remember what time we did that?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock straight up.
I feel like it was still dark when we talked about this.
I remember. It was straight up 9 o'clock. Yeah, there was an eclipse that day.
Oh, was there? Okay.
It was dark.
All right, gotcha.
It was dark.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I'm having that weird deja vu. Man, am I here again? On this Groundhog Day for me.
All right. Well,
no,
all
I mean, you asked me the exact same question. It's kind of funny. I was having a moment whoa.
Yeah. Speaking of sports, the NCAA tournament kicks off again today, too.
I don't understand how that works either, to be honest with you. I thought the NCAA games just played forever until it was on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
They give them a 3-day break to rest.
Yeah. Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
You
I have no idea.
Did we talk about this too?
No, we didn't talk about the break. No, we did not. No.
We took a break.
Yeah. Three day break.
Fire
got to rest up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, go Illinois.
Woo! Yeah, you've got Illinois playing. I don't know who they're playing. But you've got Illinois in it, and I've got Tennessee. It's my favorite team in it. So we still have some interest there.
Yeah, and Schmidl, in case you don't know, and it was 9 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever. He won the pool.
He did.
Yeah. $60.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was really happy with that.
Did you put it away in a high-quality mutual fund?
No, I went to the dispensary.
My God.
You took $60 to the dispensary? Does that get you a week's worth?
A little bit more than that.
A day?
It's almost 2 weeks worth.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I was driving in, we were playing TLC, I Don't Want No Scrub, and I was like, damn, that is all about Schmidl.
It really is his life.
I was like, that seems mean to play it.
I'm the one who put it on.
I know, but it's like they live with their parents. Yeah. They're in the best friend's ride.
I think about it every time I hear it. Yeah.
All right. Was there any updates yesterday? Any breaking news on the P. Diddy situation? Anybody hear anything?
I was at Bud's Bar from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I
couldn't be more proud of that, by the way.
I'm already kind of getting to the point of I'm over P. Diddy story.
I didn't hear anything, so I'd love to know if you guys did anything happen.
I haven't heard anything yet.
No, I just know the Jay-Z stuff keeps flying around a lot.
Yeah.
But other than that, I didn't hear anything. He's not been arrested that I know of. A couple of people have come out and said they've known it all along, but we've heard that story before. And I don't think anything any good new revelations have come out.
It looks like there's a bunch of headlines about how Diddy's drug mule got arrested yesterday.
Yeah, that was the day before.
The day before.
Yeah, at the airport.
There was just new video that came out yesterday of him getting arrested.
Yeah, remember we mentioned because he was at the airport and they got on the airplane. He was on the airplane or whatever. They pulled him off and he had cocaine with him.
And he was the only one that got arrested, right?
Now, there's a different drug mule that came out yesterday, though. A female.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I didn't see that.
No. Yeah, she delivered pink, I don't know what this is, pink cocaine. That was her gig.
Oh.
She was to deliver drugs to him. That was a second one. that came out yesterday.
You have more knowledge than we do.
Well, that I just saw that this morning. I have no idea. I have no idea. But yeah, it's some female that works for him, and her job was to go out and find the drugs and to find some of the women that came to the parties.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be like a Heidi Fleiss or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that Heidi Fleiss? Is that right?
I recognize that name.
Yeah, from a long, long time ago, like she was Charlie Sheen's and all that. She was the madam.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a great point, which is because yesterday I spent the day at Bud's with my friends. Well, Kylie was there too, and I love her. But we got to hear from Billy. Billy's like 80. I don't know how old Billy is, like 89. He told us all about the women of Leadville.
Ooh.
Leadville.
Yeah. I mean, the madams and all the prostitutes.
What are they running up there?
No. It was years ago. And so the women of Leadville, that it was kind of like a Heidi Fleiss situation. And he told us all about Gloria.
Man, Gloria.
And he claims, we're like, Billy, did you have sex with Gloria? And he got all red and he's like, oh, no.
I got an idea.
Yeah, there were tons of brothels in Leadville, like three different classes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, three different red light districts in Leadville. And there's cabins up there now that you can go stay in, and they're the names of every whore.
Oh.
Yeah, and you can go up there and stay
That's
there.
That's some nice history right there.
I say we put together the glory bus, and we're headed to Leadville.
Yes,
BJ and Jamie's Gloria bus. We're off to Leadville.
I think this is a great idea.
It's a lot better than Bucky, I think.
It is, right? I mean, that's not a bad idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All righty, dighty. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is March 28th. Close to April. So close. Anyway, federal officials were acting on specific allegations of sex trafficking when they raided two of Sean Diddy Combs' homes on Monday, and they say that his alleged victims have not been holding back during interviews. They're telling everything. An officer with the Department of Homeland Security told the New York Post the case has been active for several weeks as authorities investigate a range of allegations against the 54-year-old rapper. They believe there is a disturbing history of sex trafficking. Quote, we are responding to concrete, detailed, explicit allegations. This is not random. We didn't choose his name out of a hat. We had allegations that we're following up on. The officer said they're looking for photos, emails, text, itineraries, and names. There are specific communications that they are aware of that we will not be able to access on, that we are able to access on the electronics. As of right now, we just talked about it, Diddy has not been charged with any crime or wrongdoing at this stage. He's not under arrest, but he is under investigation. So
I don't understand it. I just don't understand how you could be doing stuff like he's been accused of doing. By the way, they released a 75-page indictment document yesterday. I read about 4 pages of it. And it's really disgusting, to be honest with you. And I don't know how these people are doing this, thinking they're going to get by with it.
I know.
And I guess he did for many years, and everybody knew about it, it seems.
It says he is free right now to do what he wants, but he is aware that if charges come down, he will get him. They will get him wherever he is. So don't bother running, because we're going to get
him. I saw his plane came back to the U.S.
Did it?
Yeah, from the wherever it was at.
Antigua. Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. I saw a kid back to Florida yesterday.
Well, that's good.
I feel like he just felt really, I mean, just protected because he had so many cameras around his house and filming everything that was going on. He had dirt on everyone that was ever in his house.
Blackmail. They're calling it a blackmail scheme as well because he basically told people, don't tell. I recorded you.
Yeah, I'll put it out.
Yeah, if you tell anybody everything that went down, I'm going to put it out. So they're calling it a big blackmail scheme. Scam as well. So if they get, you know, emails that he sent out to people saying better not tell what happened because I'm going to blackmail you, I mean, they got him, mm-hmm. you know? So we'll see what happens.
And I can't believe how many people have turned on him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean,
unbelievable to me. I mean, nobody is supporting this guy.
No, not at
Everybody
all.
Is talking crap about him and how bad of a person he's been. They've always known it was a matter of time and blah, 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 blah. Everybody.
Has Usher said anything else? Do you guys know or have you heard anything?
No, everything that I'm seeing is tapes from years ago, Jamie.
Okay.
And then they play them and they say, we should have known. We should have known. Listen to this. This is from 2017, you know, but nothing new that I know of.
All right. Because this whole thing, I mean, my God, it's just nasty. That's what it is. Just nasty. And it's these people that are superstars that just think they can do whatever they want, right?
I wonder how deep this thing goes.
I know.
I mean, how far are the feds going to go to, you know, make sure that people that actually participated, knowing they were breaking the law with underage people, how deep will this go? Who knows?
Kim Kardashian is blaming her ex-husband, Kanye West, for a split with Odell Beckham Jr. Kim and OBJ. It's a J. Called it quits recently after dating for 6 months. Now sources say Kim is worried that her life, in particular having Kanye in it, is such a big part that nobody wants to touch her with a 10-foot pole because he's so crazy. Makes sense.
I mean, he's always going to be in her life with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so they're saying that Odell came. She really liked him, and then he's one day he's like, "Yeah, I don't want to deal with this. This guy is like crazy, and he's calling me and saying stuff and blah blah blah. I just don't want any more drama, and I don't want any part of Kanye's rants and blah blah blah." So she said, "I guess it says this. Here's what it says, and I want you all to feel sorry for her. She's wondering if she'll ever find someone who can deal with her ex."
Oh. Fidel, maybe it's you.
Oh, yeah.
I go deal with Kanye for Kim. That's $1 billion.
What?
You don't or you
I
you
would deal with Kanye to go out with Kim.
I thought you said I don't.
No,
I don't
I would. That's $1 billion, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm pointing to you.
Yeah. That's sign me up.
Yeah, you're free.
Hit her up.
Let's see here. Hold on. Let me find some. There's not, I have to be honest with you, there's not like a whole lot going on. Do you have any audio by any chance?
Yeah, didn't I? I gave you a sheet, I think, right?
You did?
Yeah.
Where is it?
On the printer?
Maybe.
What is it?
So on number two, I guess in New York City, there's a trend of women just getting punched in the face
right
now.
There's some sheets.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're over by the door.
Bethany Frankel said
forgot to give them to me.
Bethany Frankel said that she kind of went through the same thing. The clips that I have, though, are from TikTok. It's just three different women saying that some random dude came up and punched him in the face.
It's weird.
And then Bethany Frankel left a comment on one of the TikTok girls' video saying the same thing happened to her.
These are not fun stories.
No.
No, no. You have come in with a ray of light.
There's not a lot out there. I just grabbed anything I could.
All right, here's women getting punched in the face in New York City, number two.
Out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face. I'm like actually in shock right now. You guys, I was literally just walking and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
I literally just got punched by some man on the sidewalk. He goes, sorry, and then punches me in the head. Holy f- what the hell just happened?
God. And they all have like bruises on
That's
their cheeks
awful.
And stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds horrible, my God. Yeah, that does. That sounds awful. But remember when people were doing that like a couple of years ago? They'd just come up and knock people out?
They were knocking out guys. Yeah, anyone just on the side of the head. They'd hit him right in the temple and just be out.
Yeah, and they would just be out. Yep. And everybody was like, why is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a TikTok thing right now or something to do that. It's weird.
Something twisted.
So dumb. All right. And then also, the most famous person right now in college basketball, Caitlin Clark. Have you guys heard about this woman?
I watched her a couple of nights ago when she was playing.
Yeah.
She's good.
She drains threes.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, they say she's the most popular basketball player in college right now.
Yep.
That everybody knows her name. I think it's because it's catchy. Caitlin Clark, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ice Cube, I guess, has offered her... just play number one.
Number one.
You know, it's always 50-50 till we get a no, you know, at the end of the day. It is a generous offer. When we came up with the idea, you know, our sponsors, our partners, they all want to make it happen. So, you know, we was able to make that generous offer.
And that generous offer happens to be $5 million to play in the Big Three League. Ice Cube is a co-founder, and he says it's a generous offer, but people love this woman, and so they are offering her $5 million to play.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, she plays against Colorado.
Oh, does she?
I think they play tomorrow night, I think it is.
Oh, wow, that's a good game.
Caitlin Clark, I think, it's taking on Colorado in the Sweet 16.
Come on, Colorado!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she might just... Because you said that she's a big three shooter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
She's like a female Steph Curry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. All right, I'm done. That's all I got. There's not a lot out there, I have to be honest. There just doesn't seem to be. It's like nobody worked yesterday, or nobody did anything gossipy, or I don't know. Like, everybody just took the day off from drama.
Once all the Diddy stuff came out, it was just like,
right? It's just not a lot out there. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.